Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Mike, while we were all worried about Helene, and rightfully so, some news dropped yesterday, and I'm not sure if people realize what that news is.
Yeah, man. Super Bowl 50, what are we up to now? 58, 53, 50, I've lost track. Anyway, it's going to be here in Atlanta. It's going to be 2028, February of 2028. The Sports Business Journal had it first. The owners do have to make an official vote on that, which they will do, but everyone seems to say that they are cool with us. It'll be 9 years since we last hosted the Super Bowl. 2019, that was that Rams where they beat the Saints on the no-call PI. And that was, if we're honest, a very lackluster Super Bowl. It was low scoring, not very entertaining, but it'll be 9 years between, and it'll be our fourth Super Bowl here in Atlanta. We had two, of course, at the Georgia Dome.
Can't wait. We say this. I think there should be just a few cities in rotation for the Super Bowl every year. I don't want to go to Minnesota. I don't want to go to New York. Okay?
Right.
I don't want to go to Detroit. Miami, us, Dallas, Arizona, California. That's it. That's what I think, Mike. And,
right. And
they're not going to do that because these new stadiums get built. Nashville's about to get a new stadium for the Titans. They'll have it in a couple of years. The Raiders built their stadium. They're getting it. I understand that. But the reality is there's only a few places where you put these Super Bowls on, Mike. And you can go ahead and throw New Orleans in there as well. That it's fun. It's walkable. There are things to do. It's easy. And you don't have to spend $1 jillion.
Nope. And we'll be coming up. Think about this, guys. We'll have the World Cup here in 2026 with a couple of big matches, including, I believe, the semifinal. And then we'll have the Super Bowl 63. In case you're wondering, you mentioned it. New Orleans gets it this year. Then they go to Levi's Stadium. I'm never a big fan of that place out in California. And then 2027 is back at SoFi. So to your point, SoFi is going to get a lot. They'll be a lot in Vegas. And remember they said, well, we'll go back to Indianapolis. They haven't done that.
No.
Which is good because it can be 30 degrees out there or 30 below. But Nashville is one that I think, yeah, they'll, because it's so, to your point, centrally located, everything's so easy and walkable that it could be a destination. But anyway, Super Bowl 63 coming here in Feb of 28 to Mercedes-Benz.
Last night, the Cowboys, if you missed it, and I know many of you did simply because it was not your priority, but the game was a distraction for me, and it was me. Listen, Daniel Jones is not that good, but we know that. Giants can't run the football.
They couldn't run. I mean, how much regret are they having with Saquon Barkley, missing him? They needed to move the chains last night. Malik Nabers was unbelievable, set a record for the most receptions in the first four games in his career, and then got knocked out of the game with a concussion.
Yeah, I thought the Cowboys would win the game. I think we kind of talked about this. I didn't know if they'd cover. Was it five and a half, whatever it was?
It was
last
down
night?
To 4.5 at the end, Chris, or was it five? 5.5.
Okay. They won 20-15.
They didn't cover.
No. Let me hear Dak Prescott talking about the process of being complacent. Dak actually was pretty good. Daniel Jones, you know, 281, interception. He threw the ball 40 times. That team's dysfunctional. They got to find an answer to that position if they're going to stay with Brian Daboll, which is a whole other conversation. Here's Dak Prescott.
It was huge. It was huge. Yeah, after obviously losing two, especially at home, coming on the road, first division game. Division wins are always tough. As I said, then you add on the road before a long weekend. Puts a better taste in our mouth. But at the end of the day, as I've said, even after those two losses the past 2 weeks, it's a process. So we're not going to get complacent. We're not going to get overexcited about what we've done tonight. It's about building, and it's about figuring out what we can do better in all phases. But it's a lot easier to do that with the win.
Carl, I'm not scared about when we play Dallas, other than being those idiot Cowboy fans that will be here. But I'll tell you, they can't run the ball. The Giants and the Cowboys combined for 106 rushing yards total. Rico Dowdle.
Rico!
I mean, they couldn't get anything going. They even tried to use CeeDee Lamb a few times. He got blown up. You can see Brian Burns just nailed him in the backfield.
He did.
Couldn't get anything going. But the Giants were a one-man gang, and that guy was Malik Nabers for 115 yards, was just money. And Daniel Jones, just you don't trust him in the big moments. They also had some penalties. If you didn't see it, Al Michaels was talking about it. It was one of those games where it was insane. 15 penalties, much more for the Cowboys, but it just ground the game to a halt. It took almost an hour and almost just under 2 hours to play the first half, Carl. There were so many penalties.
Let me hear from Brian Daboll. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's the Giants head coach talking about his wide receiver production.
Yeah, I think he's doing some good things. You know, again, glad we have him. Thought Wandell did some good things for us tonight. The guys, when they got their other opportunities, yeah, I'm going to see him here. I hope he's okay.
Talking about Nabers, who again?
Yeah, Wandell Robinson was the other guy who stepped up, but Nabers, you need better help. You need better supporting cast.
Let's talk about what else is going on around the National Football League, Mike. That includes the conversation about what's going on with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Mahomes was asked this week about it. They just left here. Guys, we held him in check. He didn't do anything against us. I mean, he didn't have that 10-catch, two-touchdown
game.
They
got less pass rush against Patrick Mahomes for the first three games, and yet he's not throwing like a lot of folks expect him to be for the big-time Kansas City high-octane offense.
I agree, Mike. Here's Mahomes talking about trying to get Kelce the ball.
I feel like I want to get him the ball more, whereas he's just like, I just want to win, man. I don't care. Like, I'll run these routes and take guys with me so that other guys can get open. But we understand he's an important part of this offense, and we want to make sure that we're still featuring him. But at the same time, if defenses are going to take away him, I'll get the ball to other guys and let them make plays.
So, listen, we know at some point he'll get going. I think his attitude is right. I heard him with his brother on the podcast. Maybe we played it earlier in the week, Turtle, where he said, you know what, I'm not worried about it. Okay, he's got the right attitude. I mean, he's not crying about it, but it's just weird. Like, this connection they have, and now I'm like, how many catches does he have? And by the way, he's killing fantasy owners.
Right, and a lot of folks feel that, you know, there's two arguments here. You know, he's an expensive decoy. That's not it. I mean, is Father Time catching up? Our team's just bracketing him so much, and their other receivers just aren't doing the work. Either way, I think they've got weapons. They certainly came out of the gate in that first game against the Ravens. Looked like they had guys who could step up and make plays downfield. But, yeah, is it just simply the wind down, which is inevitable for everyone? And he's taking the high road saying, look, we've got to be better. I've got to be better. But I'm not buying. Something's not right there.
Real quick, let's hear Andy Reid, because he was asked about the distractions. Mike, was there too much partying? Too much on stage? I'm asking, was it too much on stage with Taylor?
Oh, that's silly.
Are they eating at these big, expensive restaurants? What about the distractions, Andy Reid?
He works his tail off, and he hasn't lost his step and all those things. He's not distracted. That's not the case. You know, people are making sure they have him taken care of by some of these defenses.
I've heard he's helping her write songs.
Oh, you stop it now. I mean, look, okay, he won a Super Bowl with Taylor Swift as the girlfriend. I think he'll be okay. Long season. Same argument we're using for some of our guys. I mean, would you rather have Pitts or Travis Kelce right now?
I've heard he is in her costume closet going through what she's going to be wearing for her next concert. Okay.
Well, I mean, ever since he dressed like a total dork at the U.S. Open, he's not been good. If there is a fact, we can't deny it. Hey, by the way, A.J. Brown back on the practice field for the Eagles. They've got a rematch with that divisional playoff game where the Bucs just beat them like a drum last year and completed their total choke job. So the Eagles at Tampa Bay, that's a 1 o'clock game, but A.J. Brown looks like he's going to go. Keenan Allen, questionable. Roma Dunze is good to go for the Bears.
That's good.
Taking on the Rams this weekend.
They need him.
Fantasy owners. But Max Crosby and Devontae Adams are ruled out for the Raiders this week. And real quick, just make sure I got this right.
Maybe they made business decisions.
Cleveland coming to take on the Raiders. And so maybe this is a game where Deshaun Watson can do something. I don't know. Maybe he needs to get out of Ohio to get a win.
He's been terrible, by the way. I'm talking about Deshaun Watson.
I mean, it just doesn't work. And it's one of those, it's not that complicated. He's awful. The contract has been an albatross around their neck. And the team is actually pretty darn good, even with Myles Garrett dealing with a foot injury. They got a lot of studs on that team.
Yeah. NFL Blitz again brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As we talk about these games that are going on this weekend outside of Falcons Saints, which you're spending a lot of time on, and rightfully so, Saints. The interesting thing is everybody's talking about the Steelers, and if they continue to win, Mike, will we see Russell Wilson?
I can't imagine why you'd overturn the apple cart. If you're getting what you want from Justin Fields, why mess with it?
I'm with you. It makes no sense.
You and I were talking about this today before the show. The only thing that could mess them up is if there's an injury to T.J. Watt or somebody, a big stud on the defense, where all of a sudden they got to play catch-up. I don't know the way Arthur Smith's running that offense. They could get down 10 points and come back and win.
Because they haven't had to. I mean, that's the thing. There will be a game this season where that will happen. We haven't seen it yet. And then does he take the limiters off? Does he say shotgun for the rest of the half and you just toss it around and make plays? I mean, like, that's what we haven't seen from them, but they haven't been in that situation.
And a lot of folks are saying, hey, fantasy owners, don't. I read like six articles from these different fantasy websites. Don't drop Anthony Richardson. He's going to figure it out. I dropped him.